This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, March 28th. About 100 current AFL players have been granted secret immunity from the AFL's three-strike drugs policy. The footy world was rocked on Tuesday night when Federal MP Andrew Wilkie exposed evidence of off-the-books drug tests facilitated by the AFL, stunning club chief executives, presidents and coaches. Insiders have revealed to the Herald Sun that players who register a positive result in the days before a game are advised by their doctors to fake injury or illness to get pulled from the team and avoid official drug tests. The AFL declared on Wednesday that it was unapologetic and that players were not taking the field, so they were not breaching anti-doping rules. More than 90,000 new homes are stuck in the New South Wales planning system as young people are forced to flee the state because they can't find a place to live. The Daily Telegraph reveals the dwellings are stuck as developers deal with burdensome requests for information from state government agencies before approvals can be granted. The situation compounds the housing crisis that's leading to an exodus of 30 to 40-year-olds from Sydney. New South Wales Productivity Commissioner Peter Arkestrat warned that the lack of housing is forcing out older millennials and could even lead to baby boomers only seeing their grandchildren once or twice a year. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
South Australia's average wages have suffered cuts of more than 7% in the past 3 years. In a keynote address last night, SA Productivity Commission Chairman Adrian Temple said the state's economic growth had outpaced the nation's in an unprecedented surge that delivered Australia's lowest unemployment rate. But at the same time, average wages had been cut by 7.6% in real terms, the worst in the country. And a turbulent 12 months has wiped $384 million off the value of Qantas's brand. An annual analysis of global airlines ranked Qantas 21st in the world in terms of airline brand value, down from 16 last year. That's the first time a dollar figure has been placed on the brand damage associated with consumer outrage, high airfares, executive salaries and poor performance that's dogged Qantas during the past year. And we'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.